Walmart's plan to open 40 supercenters in California has hit some snags. Opposition to the retailer's expansion is growing in several cities, but Walmart is fighting back, taking its case to the courts, even to the ballot box. The latest battle is playing out in Inglewood, a city in Los Angeles County. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It's bad enough that the city of Inglewood is located right under the flight path for Los Angeles International Airport, and that the Lakers ditched the city 5 years ago for a fancier NBA arena in downtown L.A. Now, State Assemblyman Jerome Horton complains the city has to deal with Walmart bullying its way into town.
They chose to pick this little town of Inglewood and see if they can take advantage of us. Well, we ain't that little, and we ain't that stupid.
Horton stands across the street staring at a 60-acre abandoned lot that, if voters approve in a special election Tuesday, will be developed into a major retail center, complete with a Sam's Club, restaurants, and a Walmart supercenter. Four of Inglewood's five city council members are opposing the Walmart development. They say supercenters drive out local businesses and wipe out more jobs than Walmart creates. And Horton says Inglewood needs development projects with higher-end retail stores that offer better jobs.
Walmart is just 5 miles away. Costco's is just a stone throw away. Target is another stone throw away. I mean, enough is enough. It's time that we move on up a little bit.
Last year, the city council tried to ban Walmart superstores, but was forced to back down after the retailer threatened to sue. Walmart then collected thousands of signatures to put the issue to a vote, similar to what it has done in other California cities. But officials say this time Walmart went too far, writing into the initiative exemptions from the usual planning process, including environmental reviews and public hearings. The retailer has spent $1 million on the campaign, but opposition has been mobilizing in recent weeks.
Hello, Ms. Taylor?
Yes.
Hi, Henry Brown. We're out here to get your no vote on the initiative on April the 6th. That'll be on your ballot.
Brown is an Inglewood resident being paid by a local union to walk precincts.
Are you familiar with the initiative?
I think so.
Okay.
Resident Cora Taylor says she's already made up her mind to vote no. She doesn't like that the initiative cuts the city out of the project's planning process.
A lot of things they're doing that we don't have any say. They're doing it on their own, and whatever they do, we have to take it. And I don't want to.
Walmart says its stores are good for communities, and the company has actually highlighted the benefits of the nearby Walmart in its national TV ads.
Here in this part of L.A., our community has been overlooked by a lot of organizations, but when Walmart came in, they let us know that they care.
Walmart spokesman Pete Canales says the Inglewood project will generate hundreds of new jobs in the city and will bring in as much as $3.5 million in sales tax for local government. He says the opposition to the project may be vocal, but it's small and is being led by organized labor.
And we're confident that the customers that shop at our stores in California are going to do everything in their power to make certain that government does not limit their shopping opportunities.
Resident Atoya Vance says she'll vote in favor of Walmart's project this Tuesday. She says Inglewood needs new developments and wants to see neighborhoods cleaned up.
I'm for it. If it's going to make the community better. If they're going to clean up the gangs, they're going to kick them out, and they're going to build a Walmart, fine. Change is good.
Officials in Los Angeles are closely watching Tuesday's election in Inglewood. The L.A. City Council is getting ready to vote on its own supercenter ban this summer. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.